This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. This week's monsoon rains are finally giving crews a chance to gain ground on fires that have been burning for weeks. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
With more than a dozen fires burning across the state and firefighting resources stretched thin, the rains have been a welcome change to the hot, dry weather. But for some fires, the rain did more damage than good.
So on the Elk Fire yesterday, we did pull crews back out of areas where the travel routes were native surface or dirt, and the rain got on those and made it so muddy that they couldn't safely travel.
That's Nancy Jones, a public information officer with the Elk Fire. The fire has burned more than 2,300 acres near Lake City. She says while the moisture is helping firefighters gain control of the blaze, Colorado's wildfire season is far from over. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
All evacuations in Huerfano County near the Aspen Acres fire have now been lifted. Residents can return home with a reentry card. Some areas have also been downgraded to pre-evacuation status, meaning residents should be prepared to leave again if conditions get worse. Residents of Rye were also able to return home today. The fire has burned over 101,000 acres and is around 60% contained. In the meantime, heavy rain could lead to severe flooding around the Aspen Acres burn scar. There's a flash flood warning for parts of Pueblo County, including Rye, Colorado City, and Beulah, through 6:15 p.m. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.